A book review of Tom Friedman's The World is Flat, A Brief History of the 21st Century. I picked up a copy of this book at the mother of all warehouses, Costco, in San Francisco. And I started reading the book on a flight from San Francisco to Mumbai and found that the book made for some fascinating reading. Many of us have either read, sensed, or seen the slow transformation that is taking place in countries like the US, India, or China. While many of us have a patchwork knowledge of why and how these changes are taking place, we still don't have a full picture. And this is where Tom Friedman steps in. He fills this gap in our knowledge and understanding through his book, The World is Flat, A Brief History of the 21st Century. Friedman traces the factors of flatness, as he labels them, that are flattening the world. Flattening, I think, is an interesting concept, because it fundamentally talks of the increased interconnectedness within the various regions of the world. And what is at work fundamentally is good old competitive advantage. And Friedman shows how this is at work. And the net result is that the top and bottom line of companies as well as individuals has improved, although not at the same rate or pace. And in his book, Friedman has identified 10 flatteners, and one of them is the much debated about flattener, outsourcing. Now, the book does not have a theoretical or a formal framework, but it is clear that Friedman has done his basic homework in international relations and economy. Friedman clearly shows how capital works and where it flows and how profit is made. And this central axiom has been lost to the world in the past few decades, I feel. And Friedman's book, I think, forcefully reminds us that what we are witnessing in the 21st century is good old capital at work that is always looking for increasing its profits. Now, the implications of the findings in Friedman's book are very clear. And he has outlined some telling examples that drive home the point in a very effective way. He recounts how when he was growing up in Minnesota in the 1960s, his parents would always urge him to finish his dinner and reminded him of all the poor, starving people in Asia and other parts of the world. Now, today, Friedman tells his two daughters that they better focus on their studies and do a good job of it, because if they don't, then there are enough qualified people in India and China who are waiting in the side wings to take their jobs. And I think that example illustrates very well on one of the fundamental issues that people have not paid attention to, and that is why the Asian economies are forging ahead. And this is not at the expense of the US economy. Education is a key differentiating factor, and the US has been steadily lagging behind when it comes to education. And Friedman has correctly identified this gap in American education as one of quiet crisis. The book makes for some very interesting read and paints a nice big picture for us and tells us what is happening in the world when the US goes to sleep. The other side of the world is busy working away to meet the demands of the US economy, and in the process is also helping itself to catapult ahead, economically speaking. I only wish Friedman had utilized some kind of a theoretical framework, because that would have at least, or at least mentioned how the realists and the liberals in the US view this whole flattening of the world, the lenses through which they view, which in turn informs and shapes the policies and dialogues within the US. Other than that, this is a must-read book for anyone who wants to know why, how, and where these changes are taking place. Changes that are impacting all of us, either directly or indirectly.